Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Boss podcast, Practical Ideas for Effective Leading. And now here's the author of the book, Dr. Alan E. Nelson.
Emotional validation refers to a communication skill that affirms people who are feeling distress, frustration, and anxiety. It's a common practice in senior living, especially with people who have dementia. Yet, it's also an effective tactic with regular adults. Chris Voss, a lead hostage negotiator for the FBI, refers to similar skills as tactical empathy. The podcast you're about to hear is an audio track of a video that I've used with the U.S. military to teach negotiation and consensus building. The boss, named Jill, is my wife, Nancy. I'm playing the role of an employee frustrated with a colleague. I hope you enjoy this simple example of applying validation as a supervisor.
Hey, Jill.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Thanks for meeting with me. I just need to kind of get something off my chest. I've been really frustrated with Sonia, and I don't know what to do. I feel like she's throwing me under the bus, and this has been a perpetual problem. So I just needed to kind of air this with somebody. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to hear what's going on. Yeah. So she threw you under the bus. What happened?
Well, I mean, at our staff meeting today, you know, she was saying that when they were talking about things being undone, I didn't want to call her out. I didn't want to embarrass her, but she just said, well, you know, Bob's team kind of let the ball drop, and it wasn't our team. I mean, our team did drop the ball, but it was because of her team. Her team didn't do their job. They left so much undone at the shift of staff and the turnover. And so this has just been a perpetual problem. So not only does she not accept responsibility, but she blames people. And then she, you know, in public settings like that, she'll throw me under the bus or throw our team member under the bus. And it's just so frustrating.
Was that kind of more embarrassing than really the issue? Just the kind of the venue that she called you out on?
Well, I mean, it's both. It's like both and. Right. Mm-hmm. Because when I talk to her, she never accepts responsibility. And she says, oh, yeah, we'll take care of it next time. And yeah. She makes these promises and just goes on and on. So, yeah, it's both.
Yeah. You're just tired of it. Tired and sick of the way that she handles issues. Yeah,
totally. So tired. So frustrated.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't know what to do. You know, I'm trying to be a good team member. You know, I want to be seen as a team player, but mm-hmm. you know, it takes two to tango.
Yeah. Do you feel like she's kind of blaming you for maybe something that she should have taken responsibility for? Is that kind of
what? Well, yeah. I mean, because I'm willing to take blame if we really did drop it, but mm-hmm. sometimes we drop the ball because she doesn't, you know, take it to the end of our shift change, and then yeah. she leaves all these undone things, and so we're spending, you know, maybe the first third of our shift just trying to make up for stuff that she didn't do. And then she comes in and says, well, you know, they didn't get it done, so it's
yeah
Bob's fault.
Yeah, it's tough when somebody sees it so differently too, when you know what your team is doing and what is kind of where are you at with it. Did you have a conversation afterwards? Or
But that's the thing, is we've had multiple conversations, but it seems like nothing changes, you know, maybe a day or two, but then the next week it gets back to the same thing, or there's some snafu and then that throws them off. And then she just goes back to the same way of doing things. So
yeah,
I'm just kind of at wit's end.
Yeah. So you're kind of, you just don't want to deal with it anymore.
No, I don't want to deal with it.
Not ready to move on, but still frustrated with the situation. Yeah.
You know, and one other thing, it's just, you know, Sonia asked someone from our team if they could switch their shifts. And so left us a person short. I said, no, not a problem. Right. Instead of you being too short, we'll just be one short. But then, you know, no thank you, no yeah. commendations. The other day, then we were short someone, two people asked for someone to come on and said, oh no, that would make us short. It was the same thing we had, but she's not willing to, you know, to comply or to reciprocate. So
yeah.
Just at wit's end.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the, is that something that she's done before? Is that something you've gone through before?
Well, I mean, it's just like this pattern, right? It's this whole pattern and just that was one thing and then it's something else and then tomorrow will be something else, but it's this whole pattern of lack of respect and, you know, and I'm not doing the same thing because again, you know, I want to be honest and fair and, you know, I'm a good team player, but it's gotta be both ways. She's got to be in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it really does. I mean, we're all peers. We're all in this together. And have you thought about what the next steps are, what you want to do, what maybe a possible solution? Do you want to get together and talk through this? What are you thinking?
Well, yeah. So look, I mean, I just needed to kind of get that off my chest because I felt like I was going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Let me just write down some ideas and maybe shoot them by you first. And then you can figure out which of the ideas seem best and then we can move forward from there.
Yeah. And if you want to kind of play act it so that I know confrontation is hard and it's hard to kind of share your frustration with a peer or colleague. So if you want some help, you could kind of practice on me and we'll go from there.
Okay.
You know, I really appreciate you bringing this to me because I agree. It's a tough environment and it's hard to keep going when those kind of things are going on. So let's fix it. You know, I'm here to help you. I'm here to, you know, I agree that it's an issue and that it's a problem, even if it only feels like a problem to you and she doesn't have any clue what's going on.
Okay. Thanks, Jill. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
For listening.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
Let's do a quick hot wash of that conversation. First, notice how Jill provided a safe place for the male team member to air his frustration. Yet, at the same time, she didn't gang up on Sonia, who was not present or able to defend herself. Second, she asked good questions that helped her better understand the employee's frustrations, as well as helping him vent and let off some steam. Third, notice that she did not make the direct report's problem hers. Rather, she asked him if he had a plan for dealing with the situation, and if so, wanted to hear about it. And fourth, she offered to support the employee, such as rehearsing how he planned to manage the conflict. She remained supportive without getting caught up emotionally. The result was a more level-headed employee who felt supported and empowered to deal with the situation with his conflict. It offers an example of how good bosses offer validation that honors all parties and empowers people to proactively solve their problems. Thanks for joining us for another edition of 5-Star Boss Podcast. Feel free to check out the book on Amazon.com. It's in softback, ebook, and Audible. Hope you have a great day. See you soon.